This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gappak. Arunachal Pradesh will observe a day of state mourning on January 30 to honor former Home Minister Takar Marde, announced the state government. The national flag will be flown at half-mast tomorrow throughout Arunachal and at all state government establishments located outside the state. During this period, all official entertainment programs and celebratory government functions will remain suspended. As a specific mark of respect for the late leader in his home region, the state government authorized the closure of all government offices, educational institutions and private business establishments across Upper Subansiri district. The final rites of the former home minister will be held tomorrow, during which a ceremonial guard of honor will be presented as a final salute to his contributions to the state. The last rites of Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister and Nationalist Congress Party NCP President Ajit Pawar were performed with full state honours at Baramati in Pune today. The NCP chief and four others died in a plane crash near Baramati Airport yesterday. His sons Parth and Jay performed the last rites at the Vidya Pratishthan ground. Several senior leaders from the centre and the state attended the funeral. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed the historic free trade agreement between India and the European Union. Modi described it as free trade for ambitious India, for aspirational youth and for Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Prime Minister was addressing the media at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi on the second day of the budget session today. The statue of the endangered Mishmi Takin was unveiled at Anini town to promote ecotourism. Anini of Dibang Valley district in Arunachal Pradesh is the natural habitat of the rare Mishmi Takin. The newly unveiled statue stands as a powerful symbol of the district's resolve to pursue development that goes hand in hand with the preservation of its rich biodiversity and ecology. The program featured plantation of flowers along the Mishmi Takin point. This was followed by an oath-taking ceremony where officials and participants collectively pledged not to kill or consume wild meat and reaffirmed their commitment to protecting wildlife and nature. Dr. Taba Nitin from Doimukh has become the second head and neck oncology super specialist from Arunachal Pradesh. Following his Master of Surgery in ENT, Dr. Nitin completed an advanced post MS fellowship at the State Cancer Institute, GMCH, Guwahati. His expertise now provides a vital bridge between complex ENT surgeries and advanced cancer care, a service that is urgently needed in the region. Coracle's fishing craft for inland fisheries has been introduced in Arunachal Pradesh's Zero Valley. It marked the first ever introduction in the northeastern region. It was introduced during a two-day training program on introduction of coracles and sustainable inland fishing systems. The event was organized by ICAR Central Institute of Fisheries Technology under its Northeastern Hill flagship component. A practical training session was conducted at the Integrated Aqua Park in the Tarin region of Zero, where fishers were trained on the use of coracles and appropriate fishing methods. As part of the program, their coracles, along with paddles and fishing gear materials, were distributed to Apatani tribal beneficiaries through the Fisheries Department of the district. Country's real GDP is estimated to grow by 7.4% in this financial year, driven by strong domestic demand. The economic growth is likely to range between 6.8 to 7.2% in the financial year 2027. This was projected in the economic survey presented by the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the Parliament today. The survey highlighted that the global economic environment remains uncertain, shaped by geopolitical tensions, trade disruptions across major economies. Later, both houses of parliament were adjourned for the day to meet again on Sunday for the presentation of Union Budget 2026-27. The Supreme Court today ordered that the University Regulations Council 2026 be kept in abeyance. The court expressed certain reservations about the regulations which are being challenged by as discriminatory towards general category. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.